At USA Football, we felt it was critical that we created an award program that really highlights the values of the game. So we felt like the creation of the Heart of a Giant Award was really fitting for the high school football community. Really, there's no other award out there that salutes the players for doing everything right on and off the field when it comes to work ethic, passion, determination.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Carl. Anthony. Quick.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Welcome.
You. Thank you.
Heart of a Giant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing honor to win the Heart of a Giant. And this has been surreal, too. This is like a lifelong dream coming true, getting to meet some of the Giants players and being in your training facility. Just amazing.
How you doing? How are you? Congratulations.
I feel really excited for today, and thanks for the New York Giants, the USA Football, and the hospital for special surgery for honoring me.
Anthony Cortazzo and Jeremiah Minyard. Now, these two young men are the winners of the USA Football Heart of a Giant Grand Prize. They have overcome with an incredible work ethic and great passion and love for the game of football. They have overcome physical challenges that most people would not even consider playing the game.
We'd like to call up Jakuma Uku.
Well, I think going back to eighth grade, Jakuma was on our JV football team, and I saw that he was a special kid then.
Since I've known Jakuma, he's always been very socially minded, very outspoken. He and several other students, they formed a mentoring club to bring back former graduates.
I really wanted to give the opportunity to shed the light on their success to the current students here, and that's how FRRA was really born. By bringing back alumni and members of the community that went on to do positive things.
I really am appreciative to every person in this room, and I hope that everyone will continue to help better assist in the efforts that we are trying to achieve, and that's changing the culture of our community.
We discovered that he was missing his left hand when I was 6 months pregnant. We were a little nervous at first, but basically we just figured it out, and we're like, he's going to be okay.
Charlie Bird has the heart of a giant because from day one on this earth, you know, he was ultimately struck with adversity. You know, here's a kid who, you know, might not be able to do certain things that many people can. Charlie finds a way to do it. What he's able to do with his disability, nothing can stop this kid.
In 33 years, I've had players have an effect on me. I never met someone like Charlie, and just being around him made me realize that I'll be telling Charlie Bird stories for the rest of my football career.
He has a very good heart, but he also has a very strong heart. He has the heart of a giant.
I've always been a stubborn person, never letting anybody say whatever they say, just putting me down. I just always bounce back up and keep going. That's what's kind of been pushing me through this. It's truly awesome. It's such a great feeling. Just so much hard work has been put into football, the game, and it's so rewarding knowing that my achievements have been recognized.
My name is Sebastian Quinn, and I have a heart of a giant.
I was diagnosed with ALCL, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, around when I was in the eighth grade. After, I think it was 2 years, I relapsed. That was kind of devastating. And then I had a bone marrow transplant in New York. After a couple weeks, I was able to start getting back into normal routine. And that's when I started trying to get back into sports and stuff.
Sebastian Quinn has the heart of a giant because, you know, ultimately he was struck with what many would consider the ultimate adversity. What comes with that, different treatments, chemotherapy, bone marrow transplants, you name it, Sebastian never wavered.
Yeah. He never wavered. He was
This was so
strong.
Important to him to play football, to play any sport, to be a part of school, to feel like a normal kid, even with his struggles and what he had to go through and his treatments and stuff.
I feel just fine, just as fine as I did before, so I don't see what's holding me back. Why not? If you love it, why not?